Plow from Percona. So they're talking about two databases, Postgres and MySQL, and I think we should be ready to go. Whoever's up first.
Keep clapping, I'm still clipping. Actually, I might have to hold this because I think the audio doesn't work that well in this room. So hold on a second. All right. So, hey everybody, my name is Ben. So I'm going to kick us off with this talk. So yeah, like I said, myself, I'm going to talk first and talk a little bit about Postgres and MySQL, and the whole theme of this next hour is kind of the differences and the pros and cons and sort of where like cross-pollination between some of the concepts and architectures of these two databases could like help the other communities. Who here uses Postgres on a regular basis or builds it? Okay, who here loves MySQL? Okay, great. So this is the perfect audience for this kind of talk. The component and what I had proposed to talk about is titled What I Miss About MySQL, but I'm not just going to talk about MySQL. We're all going to be talking about both of these wonderful databases. But the reason why I phrased it this way has to do a little bit with sort of the background of both myself and kind of as a company. I'm with PlanetScale. And a lot of the background has to do with, historically, we're known as a company that runs MySQL as well as Vitesse. And who here is familiar with what Vitesse is? Less hands, but we have some. So this is essentially a sharding and a scaling and it acts as a proxy that sits in front of MySQL for kind of helping with high scale MySQL deployments, right? And so have a lot of experience throughout the company. Like personally, my first database that I ever ran and operated was a MySQL database. And so there's a lot of things where we have a lot of comfort with this, right? But one of the things that probably a lot of people in this room recognize, myself included, is that over the years, Postgres has become more and more widely used, specifically being adopted by like bigger companies, right? Running very large, high-scale instances of Postgres. And a lot of you have probably seen graphs that look like this before. Many of you have probably been to dbengines.com before. And of course, you can argue with how they're measuring it and you know, is this actually accurately representing what the industry is doing? But both based on kind of some of the data that you can collect, as well as just some of the sense that I get from talking to companies that are running these databases, is that Postgres is very clearly becoming more and more widely adopted, right? Even though MySQL obviously still powers much of the internet and much of what we do every day. So as a company, we started doing and running Postgres for companies just this past year, and we're also working on Nikki. We have some of the maintainers here who will be talking a little bit later, but about doing this in production for other companies too. So it's an interesting perspective coming from someone who's very familiar with MySQL, and as a company very familiar with MySQL, to kind of enter into the Postgres space and see where they're maybe doing things better, but also where there's certain things, like I said, I still miss about MySQL, where it has some more maturity and some nice things about it, which is what we're going to talk about here. So before I get into a couple of technical things, I want to talk about just why Postgres. And I'm sure throughout the room, we have different people that have different opinions about why Postgres is being adopted, why people choose Postgres over MySQL or vice versa in different instances. So I think one of the reasons, and this is coming from my perspective and a lot of the things that I've observed, is just an increasing maturity, right? If you look over the past decade or maybe a little bit more, the amount of features and capabilities that have come to Postgres have like expanded and in some sense almost like caught up in some aspects to where MySQL is at. Part of it too is the licensing, right? The Postgres license, very easy for people to fork, build their own features out, right? There's the extension ecosystem, and just being able to sort of more quickly bring in interesting new technology. So for example, one of my, I did a bunch of benchmarking recently on the Postgres 18, like IOU ring and async IO support, right? And this is something that I think is very cool that was brought to Postgres, or is that something that isn't really, as far to my knowledge, a part of MySQL yet, right? So the ability for the Postgres community to kind of adopt some of these technologies and bring them in has been really cool to see that like pace that the Postgres contributions come at. For those of you who aren't that well-versed in the MySQL or in the Postgres ecosystem, there's a huge number of extensions that allow it to kind of increase